Diana the Huntress, a novel of Regency England, being the fifth volume of The Six Sisters by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Charlotte Anne Dorr. Honest John Bull. Here's a health to old honest John Bull. When he's gone, we shan't find such another. With hearts and with glasses brim full, we'll drink to Britannia, his mother. For she gave him a good education, bade him keep to his God and his king, be loyal and true to the nation, and then to get merry and sing. For John is a good-natured fellow, industrious, honest, and brave, not afraid of his better when mellow, for betters he knows he must have. There must be fine lords and fine ladies. There must be some little, some great. Their wealth the support of our trade is, our trade the support of the state. The plough and the loom would stand still if we were made gentlefolks all, if clodhoppers who then would fill the parliament, pulpit, or hall. Rights of man makes a very fine sound, equal riches a plausible tale, whose labourers would then till the ground. All would drink, but who'd brew the ale? Half-naked and starved in the streets, we would wander around sans culottes. Would liberty find us in meats, or equality strengthen our coats? That knaves are for levelling, don't wonder. We may easily guess at their views. Pray who'd gain the most by the plunder? Why, they that have nothing to lose. The Norfolk Minstrel. Chapter 1. Had she not had four extremely beautiful elder sisters, Diana Armitage might have been accounted very well in her way.